This is an MUT Radio podcast.
You're still tuned into the afternoon hangout with myself, with Slindile Wangobese, right here on your favorite campus radio station, MUT Radio, shaping on the future. And listen, this is the surprise I was telling you guys about. We have Touchline, guys, live in studio. I mean, this is crazy. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Thank you so much for coming through.
It's a pleasure.
We really appreciate it.
Durban's like my second home now, so yeah, cover.
Definitely.
I have to pass by.
Definitely. So let's get right straight into it. So, growing up in Mambis, what was that like for you?
So I spent, you know, I spent my life in pretty much two places, Tembisa and Kempton Park. So Kempton Park would be like the city side, you know, in my flatini.
Yeah.
And then Tembisa would be like the township side. So I have shared experiences, you know.
Yeah.
So I didn't stay long enough ekasi, you know, but I was always there on weekends, you know, so I spent a large, like, amount of time in Lokshini, even when I didn't live there, you know.
Yeah.
And so I got to see both worlds in a sense. And yeah, they're two different worlds, but they, but I went back on about final because, but we end up in a one, yeah. Well,
sure.
Even the people that were in town, they were coming from Ekasi, Wonke, you know.
Sure.
So the experiences were similar.
Yeah.
You know, growing up, we played the same games. Lalipola, you know, Inganis Lale Umkusha, you know.
Sure.
And it was like, it was just, it was fun. And you know, as a kid, you don't have too many problems. You're just enjoying being alive and being able to do anything that you can do.
Yeah.
So Tembisa was pretty much like Mlazi. It had to be like any other township in Mzansi. Just kids.
Yeah.
Having fun, you know?
So Ungasho Sivele Mlazi just gives you the same vibes.
It's very different aesthetically. Now, my big Mlazi, Kruid and the Tembis are cool.
Yeah.
Because that is hills, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And Echozi, there are no hills like that, especially Ekasi.
Yeah.
You know, the hills are for the rich people, Echozi.
Of course, you
know?
The north.
Yeah, you know, but like Elokshini, you know, it's pretty much just a crammed environment.
Yeah.
Onkumuntu, you know, your neighbor is your neighbor. You can literally just stretch your hand and your neighbor's right there, you know?
Yeah.
So, but the feeling, the people, they look the same, they speak the same.
Sure.
That's why I need to hear fine and Mlazi, because Kabango fine must be a Lokshini, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. And you also used to be a dancer and a soccer player. You still into that, or is it still?
I like playing soccer now, though. But Ukchaiva, yeah, I can miss me. It's not really, it's not really a thing I'm into. No, not at all.
It's not that easy anymore to get down.
Nah, and to think with it, it used to be a career of mine, but you know, I just grew out of it, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And how did the name Touchline come up? Because I know a touchline, it's what you find, we look on.
Yeah.
When you're playing soccer, those lines.
Cause growing up, they used to call me Touch. Cause being said, I mean, my name is Tabo, yeah? So, what Tabo, but to Tibo Touch.
Tibo. Yeah.
Tibo Touch, yeah? So, yeah, but Bangbiz are Touch, yeah. Mang decide ukhaya phakathi I know zoba touch ngama line plus bengidlala ibhola ngathi touch line so yahlangana kanjalo ke yawo.
Okay, now looking up to people like Slim Shady, Eminem.
Yeah.
And listening to the likes of Pro Kid, ungasho ukuthi was that one person that became the biggest influence in your music?
Yeah, definitely Pro. Mm-hmm. In the initial stages it was definitely Pro. There was a little bit of Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of Eminem also.
Yeah.
And this is the beginning. But I think what really shaped me as an artist was really listening to Pro Kid, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, this is why I had to add the vernacular, yabo, mangrepa.
Yeah.
Shine is Zulu, vele, yabo.
Sure.
Yeah, because Pro Kid, umuntu oselokishini and Soweto and Tembisa, they're very similar, you know? So even the lingo is the same.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
The style, the way we dressed, it was very similar. So I really saw myself in Pro Kid and Saint Tuane, you know, it was like somebody that I can resonate with. So it was very easy to resonate with him. That on top of the fact that he was really like just an incredible artist, you know, incredible wordsmith, you know, and I resonated with that and I wanted to be like him a lot. Yeah.
For sure. Now, imagine manifesting a feature, KO, on Nyagas.
Yeah.
And a few months later, I mean, you didn't even have to wait that long. It just happened.
Yeah.
Just like that. How did you feel when that finally happened?
I mean, I was very, it felt surreal at first, you know?
Sure.
Like, yeah, we are poop. Because also I was not, at the time, you know, I wasn't like a big artist.
Yeah.
Or anything. I was just, I was coming up and, you know, my trajectory was good.
Mm.
And I think he picked up, but it's okay. It's a boy that I can work with, you know?
Yeah.
So getting that feature at that moment was pretty special. You know,
sure.
Because it was like he looked past the fact that maybe the numbers weren't so great on my end, but he looked at the talent and the skill, and maybe the ambition, the intention,
sure.
And he was like, "That's good enough for me to work with." So it's something that I'll always be like super grateful for me now. No
trouble,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mind you, let's talk about your EP, A Better Year.
Soon too. Yeah.
Yeah. Talk us through the storyline of some of the songs in that EP.
I mean, it's more of a mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
The EP dropped later. It was Before I Say More. That's the one you were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Soon Too for me, it just represents Utabo sort of like feeling like he has arrived and it's like, it's my time now.
Yeah.
You know? Soon Vele, meaning something out of nothing.
Yeah.
But A Better Year in brackets.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt like I needed to make that statement, and I also needed to say something to God himself and say, but I want something different for myself this year.
Mm.
You know, I want a better everything.
Mm-hmm.
Better everything. And you know, I sort of manifested that into my year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I've had such an incredible year. You know, if you listen to The Pain on a South African Christmas all the way to like Peace Hunting, which is the last song.
Yes.
You can tell that there's a lot of ambition, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of desire to break through and become something,
mm.
you know? And that's what the music was all about for me, you know? It was almost like a cry to God to say, I need to change my life,
sure.
you know, and I want my life to change,
mm.
you know, and I want to change the lives of others. And that's what A Better Year is for me, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. So would you say that this year was actually not that bad? It was the best.
Yeah. Probably like my best year, you know.
Definitely.
At first it was, I think 2019 was a great year for me.
Yeah.
You know, people started picking up a lot. Of Touchline, they were like, mm. okay, this guy is probably the next guy, you know. So I had that feeling.
Yeah.
And you know, 2020 came and I couldn't really get into the rhythm.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure.
After building so hard in 2018 and 2019, I couldn't get into the rhythm of things. 2020. Mm. 2021 was worse,
mm.
you know. But I think this year, I'm proud of myself in how I bounced back, you know.
Sure.
You know, it's a very tough sport. Because people can be on your clout and on your hype and they can love you.
Sure.
When they think you're going to become something, and then years go by and they don't really see that translating.
Mm.
Now, I was you know.
Sure.
And these are all the guys that you looked up to that sort of like made promises to you.
Yeah.
But for me to come back with Soon Too, you know, and prove myself as a musician, I think it's great, you know. And
sure.
we're only going to go further than, you know. We're going to go further from this point onwards.
Definitely, definitely. Mandy, who would you most likely want to collaborate with in the near future?
Man, a lot of people, you know.
Okay, not just a few.
I still want to work with Java.
Sure, yes.
Yeah, definitely, I have to do that.
Definitely.
I was with Questa just a day ago and we spoke about it.
Mm.
I need to do that, you know. Especially since he's shown me so much love since I came through, you know?
Yeah.
AKA, definitely. I was with him last week.
Sure.
Also had some great things to say to me. Damn, there's so many people. I've got something with Mugs on the way. Mafikizolo, I'd love to work with.
Wow.
Ami Faku, most probably, I'd love to work with.
Yes.
I could mention a lot of people,
definitely.
You know.
Definitely.
You know, some of the guys, the new guys, the Black Keys.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're going to do something soon. Amos, the piano guy.
Loki, maybe?
Oh, but me and Loki have a lot of songs together.
Then why are you guys not giving us?
No, we've released a few. You know, Loki's on my album.
Damn.
You know?
I'm so behind. So, I feel so embarrassed.
Me and Loki have a really great chemistry. We've done maybe like 7 or 8 songs together.
Damn.
You know, maybe 3 or 4 of them are out already.
Yeah.
You know, so that's positive. I can't think of a lot of people from like top of mind. Definitely I'd love to do something with Casper too.
Sure.
Yeah, and these are just the guys that I really mess with in the game, you know? Guys that really make great moves, great music also, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Junior, we can expect like something next year.
Yeah, definitely.
Things are definitely looking
but, you know, in terms of features, it's not like, it's not a pressing thing for me.
Yeah.
The most important thing is for me to get in my zone, make the best music that I can make.
Yeah.
And not care too much about who can jump on the songs with me.
Mm.
You know, so I try to stretch myself as an artist so I can make, create and complete songs by myself.
Yeah.
And make them appealing to the public, you know.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, it's my message, and I feel like in message yami as utabo, yeah, fine, and Jane, isn't that the normal South African kid goes through, you know. So that's where my aim is. It's not really on getting somebody on my songs. If that happens, then unkulunkulu vumile, but
yeah,
it's not about that.
Yeah, sure. Manje, judging from the amount of work that you put in your music, would you say that you get back as much as you put in?
That's a very good question. You know, that's a very good question. I do put in a lot of work. And I do feel like I've been blessed in terms of the reception to my music.
Yeah.
So I think it would be unfair to Nkulunkulu himself if I said no, you know?
Sure.
I do feel like, I pull up to like a place like Mlazi and people know who I am, you know?
Yeah.
The kids understand the music. When I met them now, they were telling me about my songs or which ones they like the most.
Yeah.
To say that you can come to a place like Durban when we are Itimbisa and people know your music and to say you don't get the love back or you don't get the same amount back, then that would be very ungrateful. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot to be grateful for. I do get back a lot, you know?
Definitely.
I want more, but I get back a whole lot. So I'm fortunate. I'm very fortunate.
Definitely, man. Yeah. So, if you were not doing music, what would you be doing besides soccer?
No, it'd probably be soccer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, if it wasn't soccer, then I'd probably be in advertising.
Oh, really?
Yeah, definitely. I'd be writing, I'd be copywriting, you know.
Wow.
I'd probably be creating concepts for ads, for brands, you know. Probably something that I would be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think Mara, I love soccer so much, I probably would have been that.
Okay. So I want to ask you, what is the best advice that you've been given? That you always just remember? Like, damn, that one always speaks to me.
Yeah, a lot of people have said a lot of things, but my producer said this to me this week. This is something that I can remember. He said, don't ever look at current results or don't ever look at your current results. Always look at your current trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was very important because if you look at results, it's easy to feel, disheartened, you know, demoralized because you're like, okay, we did this, but this is what we got out of it.
Yeah.
But if you look at trajectory, which means, you know, like where it comes from and where it's going.
Yeah.
Then when you look at it from that perspective, it's totally different. You know what I'm saying? So if you look at, maybe you get a salary, right? And you're not happy with your salary.
Yeah.
You can feel demoralized. But if you look at the fact that last year you were unemployed, it becomes totally different.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So always look at your current trajectory and don't look at your current results because the results can demoralize you. But look at where it's coming from and how it's moving. If it's a decline, if you are earning 20,000 rand last year and this year you're earning 4,000 rand, then your trajectory is not good.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Then you can be worried. Yeah. But as long as it's moving up, you can really feel like, okay, cool. I am too hard on myself. I'm being too hard on myself.
Definitely.
There's definitely something positive happening here.
For sure. Wise words.
He's a very wise guy. Zodi Lekhate, that's my producer. He's, you know, beyond being being a great musician. He's a person that I hit up for like the advice, you know, to just hear what does he think of the things that I'm thinking about, you know, and he'll give me a different perspective. It's important to have friends like that.
Definitely, man. If you could change anything about the industry, what would it be?
I'd like for it to be more real, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The industry is not a real place, you know? It's not a real place. It's not, we're too caught up with the marketing side of everything, you know? That's where our heads are at as musicians.
Yeah.
You forget to be there for the real things, the real moments, you know?
Yeah.
Literally a person can pass away and people would be at the memorial service just so that they can be seen, which they were there, as opposed to really being there because they felt a certain connection to the person or they felt like they really needed to be there to support.
Yeah.
Not saying everybody's like that, but I'm giving you an idea of how the industry is.
How is it?
You get wired to think that way. You become less of a person and you become more of a machine, a social media machine. Every move that you make is calculated based on what you are trying to achieve.
Sure.
Right? And sometimes you just need to be human. So I feel like the industry is not a real place. It's not a real place. It's too much about clout. It's not really genuine. Even when somebody features you, it's not because of your talent, but it's because of what it's going to do for them.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a real place. It's not a place, not a community where you can ask somebody for help.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a place like that. We're not friends, we're not neighbors. We're just people that coexist.
Yo.
You know? Yeah.
Damn. Okay. My last question for you. How would you like people to remember you by?
For being real.
I mean,
you know? Yeah, but more than that, I want to be remembered for how much I really loved what I did, you know?
Yeah.
I want people to always note that. Every single time this guy decided to pick up a pen and write, he really did it because he really loved it, you know? It wasn't about anything else.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be remembered for the love I have for people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm very passionate about Ubuntu and I love people, you know.
Yeah.
These are things that I really find true and important, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is just, it's noise, you know. And I'm trying to center myself. I'm trying to get away from the things that don't serve me or fulfill me. So that, you know, my impact and my contribution to this earth can be real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did something, you know, that's real.
Definitely, man.
Yeah.
Any upcoming shows maybe for Durban Nights for the likes of us?
No, I mean, I'm here right now. I'm just going to be doing a few radio interviews. I'm going to do a few shoots.
Sure.
So no show in Durban, but immediately when I touch down on Saturday, I've got 4 shows, you know, back in Joburg.
Yeah.
And in Mpumalanga also. So, and then there's Kimberley and then, but those are the coming weeks. People just have to follow us on
social media.
On the socials,
Okay, your social media handles. How do they get a hold of you?
Touchline Truth everywhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Probably Touchline Punchline on Facebook, but everywhere else, Touchline Truth. Instagram, Twitter. Yeah, YouTube, check me out on YouTube, subscribe. Great music coming, more music coming.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.